Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is August 10th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is May 28th, 1953, and the title is Contraband. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Contraband. In the way of dishonest men everywhere, outlaws of the old Southwest were always trying to think up schemes to beat the law. Although these schemes were usually found out and the perpetrators sent to prison, some of them were very ingenious and, for a limited time, successful. As our story opens, old Cottonwood Brown, retired prospector, is puttering around outside his shack in the town of Sage Mills, near the border, when...
They're going past here. Mighty heavy laden, too. Nobody with that burro, but... Well, I'll be doggone, it's Estralita. Estralita! Estralita, girl! Wait for me! Whoa! Well, ain't seen you little burro since I sold you along to the ranchita to Jack Harner in Moe's Mills 2 months ago. Well, you do remember old Cottonwood, don't you, girl? Many a prospecting trip we've took together. Say, what's your zombies doing to you? You're thin, Estralita. You got pack sores. And they got you muzzled. Well, by thunder, they ain't gonna treat you that way. They're scoundrels. I'll buy you back, girl. Come on, we'll go and see them right now.
Oh. Hey, Mose.
I'm over here by the corral, Jack.
Oh, I didn't see you. Watching for that burro?
Yeah. About time she's getting in, Jack. You've been over to see Ridlin, huh?
Yeah. Ridlin's ready to ride north with the stuff we're smuggling. As soon as we can get it unloaded from that burro.
That'll be the fourth trip Ridlin's made, won't it, Jack?
That's right. Nobody suspects Ridlin. He runs the store here. Everybody. Including the sheriff. Just figures he's riding over to Dobie City with his buckboard to take back stock he ain't been able to sell. And then bring back other stock.
Hey, wait, easy, Jack. Here comes the sheriff now.
Huh? Whoa! Howdy, boys.
Howdy, howdy, Sheriff.
Just stopping to ask if you boys seen any strangers around here.
Oh, we ain't, Sheriff. Why?
Oh, I just got word from Adobe City that some more of that confounded contraband was unloaded there last week. Jewels and silks and stuff. They figure it's coming in through Sage Mills. I think they're crazy.
Yeah, sure they're crazy, Sheriff. Why, you'd spot anybody going through here.
Sure you would. Mose and I figure you're the best sheriff in the business.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. This ain't the worst, though. Well, keep your eyes open. If you see any strangers, let me know.
You bet we will.
Get it.
So long, Sheriff.
Right plumb under his nose and he don't know it.
No, and he ain't gonna know it, Jack. We got a foolproof scheme. Taking these here burros across the border into Mexico, having them loaded, then muzzled so they can't eat or drink, and then turned loose, why, they're bound to come right back home.
Sure, and if anybody catches them out in the desert, they can't prove a thing against us. Even if they trace the burros to us. All we got to say is the burros were stole from us. We don't know a thing about it. Sure is foolproof.
Yeah, but we got to get some more burros, though, Jack. We got four now, and that ain't enough. With more of them, we can do more business.
Hey, here comes that Estrolita burro.
Yeah, and somebody's with her.
Is that old desert rat, Cottonwood Brown.
Scumps, you snakes, you measly hawks. You hadn't ought to have no animals at all.
Hey, what are you doing with that burro, Cottonwood?
I'm here to buy her back. That's what I'm doing with her. And I'll give you just what you paid me for her. I wish I'd never sold her to
she
you.
She ain't for sale.
By thunder, she is. Or I'll take her anyway.
Hey, you been prying into that pack?
No, I ain't looked at that pack, except it's too heavy.
Well, that ain't none of your business. You sold that burro to us, didn't you?
Muzzling her so she can't eat nor drink. What are you using her for, you sidewinders?
We better not take a chance, Mose. Maybe he has been prying into that pack.
Just what I'm thinking.
I'll give you just exactly... Here, what you doing?
I'm a-doing this.
Give it to him again, Mose.
Oh. Yeah.
That'll fix him.
Yeah. Hey, I'm afraid it fixed him too much, Jack. Hey, what are we going to do with him? Leave him here?
No, wait. Let me think. The sheriff was just here, Mose. He probably won't remember the exact time he was here. Now, it's only about 200 yards from here, around the bend and through the sycamores, to where Cottonwood's got his cabin.
Oh, we'll take him there, huh?
Yeah. Make it look as if somebody went in to rob him. Then we'll get back here and unload. Then we'll hustle over to the sheriff's to establish a time alibi. Come on, Mose.
Pancho, be glad to see Senor Cottonwood again, Cisco.
I'll be glad to see him again myself, Pancho. As I remember it, Senor Cottonwood's ranchito is out this way on the edge of town.
Safe.
What are you smacking your lips for, amigo?
Pancho, think of the last time we called to see Senor Cottonwood, Cisco. And Senor Cottonwood makes the big flapjack.
Oh, see, those flapjacks were good.
With syrup, Cisco. And brown sugar molasses syrup.
Yes.
Pancho, we eat 27 flapjacks, Cisco.
How do you do it, Pancho?
This time, Pancho, ready to eat 37 flapjacks, no?
There's far too many flapjacks, amigo.
Not for Pancho.
Besides, we have not been invited to stay with Senor Cottonwood yet. Well, here's the ranchito. Let us ride in the yard, Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho thinks this not look the same.
No, it does look a lot different, amigo. Who are those two hombres?
Pancho, not know.
Oh, they are.
Oh, loco. Loco.
Does not look as if we were welcome, Pancho.
What do you hombres want?
We are looking for Senor Cottonwood Brown, senor. He used to live here.
He don't live here now. This is our place. Get going out of here.
See. Perhaps you'll be kind enough to tell us where he does live.
Keep straight on the road for maybe 50 yards. And you'll see a trail make off to the right through the sycamores. It'll bring you right to Cottonwood's cabin.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor.
Up, Diablo. Come on.
Up, logo. Go to Senor Cottonwood's now. Go now. Know who that big hombre is, Mose?
Yeah, that Cisco kid.
Yeah, he's going to find Cottonwood's body. That ain't good for us.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Look. That wouldn't hurt us any, Jack, if the sheriff was to find Cisco over there with Cottonwood's body.
You got it, Mose. You got it. The sheriff asked us to let him know if any strangers was around. And if he walks in on Cottonwood dead, with Cisco right there. Come on, Mose, let's go.
Pancho, I'd like the looks of those hombres, Cisco. Pancho, think they're ready to fight.
I have seen people I like a lot better than I like them, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
However, it's nothing. Probably say your Cottonwood sold them the ranchito.
Nah, they not keep it up, Cisco. Those little burros in the corral not looking very good shape. They not take good care of them, Cisco.
I have little use for people who do not take care of their animals, Pancho.
Pancho, too.
Yeah, this must be the place those hombres meant. Oh, they're low. We will go to the door and see.
Pancho, go to it, Cisco. 37 flapjacks.
There will be no mention of 37 flapjacks, Pancho. You understand?
Yes, Cisco. Pancho understand. But is it all right for Pancho to look hungry, Cisco?
I suppose so. You always seem to look hungry anyway. Senor Cottonwood may be away on a prospecting trip, Pancho.
Pancho not see, Senor Cottonwood.
Still, he would not go away and leave the door open like this. I'll take a look inside, Pancho, and see whether... Madre mia, look there on the floor.
Senor Cottonwood. He dead, Cisco?
Say, he's been murdered, Pancho.
How long ago, huh? How long ago?
I do not believe it was very long ago, Pancho.
But Senor Cottonwood, a good Senor Cisco. Who killed him like this?
That is just a question, amigo. I wish I could answer it, but I cannot. Pancho,
yeah?
You ride and report this to the sheriff.
Uh-huh.
I will stay here and see what I can find.
Si, Cisco. Cisco, hear the sheriff now with those two hombres.
Well, that will save you the trouble of going for the sheriff, Pancho.
Whoa!
They're here, Sheriff. There's their horses.
Yeah, I see them. I take it you're the Cisco kid at... Great Scott, what do we got here?
Senor Cottonwood was murdered, Sheriff.
By thunder, yes, so he is. You know anything about this, Cisco?
No, I do not.
Pancho not know nothing about it neither, Sheriff.
Pancho and I rode in here only a moment ago, Sheriff. Senor Cottonwood was a friend of ours for many years.
Yeah, looks it, don't it?
What do you mean by that, hombre?
What do you think I mean?
I say it looks pretty bad, Sheriff. Better take those hombres in, hadn't you?
Yeah, I guess maybe I had, Jack, for questioning anyway.
You may question us all you want to right here, Sheriff.
I'm the one who'll say what I'm gonna do, Cisco. There's been a lot of smuggled stuff around here lately. Some say it's coming through Sage Mills, and now a murder. You and this partner of yours come with me.
Un momento. I have a question or two of my own to ask. I suspect that these hombres brought you here, Sheriff.
That's right, they did.
Why?
Because I told them to let me know if there was any strangers around.
Well, Cisco and Pancho not strangers, Senor Sheriff. And Pancho and Cisco here before. 27 flapjacks.
What's he talking about, 27 flapjacks?
It means that we have been to see Senor Cottonwood before now. As the senor's guest, Sheriff.
See, good guest, too, no?
Cisco's just stalling for time, Sheriff. It's plain these two murdered old Cottonwood.
That is a lie, hombre.
Don't you call me a liar.
I repeat, that is a lie.
Why, you maverick, I'll shoot you.
Hey, here. Quit trying.
Come on, Jack. Come on.
Sure. Look out, Cisco, two of them.
It should not be too hard to dispose of two such coyotes.
Will I say, stop fighting.
I'm sorry, Sheriff, but I must defend myself. First, you, hombre.
One down.
Now, you.
Two down. No more to
go. Now, that'll do, Cisco. You're coming with me, both of you.
No, Sheriff, we are not.
Well, we'll see. Get your hands up.
Sheriff, you forced me to be a little bit rough with you.
Let go of that gun. Come, come.
For the present, I will have to take that gun. Also, the other one.
Yeah.
There. Come, Pancho.
Here, Cisco.
Why, you blasted coyotes. You criminals.
We will see you again, Sheriff. Hasta la vista.
You scoundrel.
Don't you think that Sheriff mad, Cisco?
He is very mad. Up, Diablo.
Up, Logo. Go now. Go now. Right away from Sage Mills, Cisco.
Say, only for the time being, Pancho.
Huh?
Because I am going to get to the bottom of that murder. Go, Diablo.
Yeah.
Little does Cisco expect to find what he will soon uncover in the strange plot of smuggled contraband. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Contraband. When outlaws Jack Harner and Mose Mills hit upon the scheme of taking burros across the border, loading them with smuggled goods, and turning them loose to make their way home, it looked like a foolproof way to get the contraband and avoid arrest. Then, when Harner and Mills killed old Cottonwood Brown, Cisco began to investigate. At the moment, though, Cisco and Pancho are at a disadvantage, since the outlaws have convinced the sheriff that Cisco is guilty of the murder.
Pancho, think we better stay out from that town, Cisco. That sheriff, he not like us.
Pancho, we are going to find out who killed Senor Cottonwood.
Someone killed him, Cisco.
Si. And I'm going to know more about those two hombres who were so anxious to pin the guilt on us. Oh, there, ho.
Oh, look, ho, now, ho, ho, ho.
There is Cottonwood's old ranchito down there, amigo.
Uh-huh.
Let us look it over from here.
Si.
There are three burros in that corral, Pancho.
Si.
And there are the two hombres.
Yeah.
They keep looking off into the desert as if they were expecting someone.
Maybe they look for us, Cisco.
That may be, but I don't think so. Look.
Huh?
There's a team of horses and a buckboard just driving into the yard.
Pancho, I think all that mean anything.
You never can tell, Pancho. Now, those two hombres are loading something under the buckboard.
Now, who the hombre would drive the buckboard?
I could not know. That is something else we will have to find out.
The buckboard started to drive away.
See, and the two hombres get on their horses and ride from the ranchito in another direction. Pancho?
Sí, Cisco.
We are going to ride down to that ranchito and look around. It is possible that we will find out who murdered Senor Cottonwood.
Oh, devil, ho,
ho. Ho, loco, ho, now, ho, ho, ho.
We do not know how long those hombres will be away, so we must waste no time.
What do we do first, Cisco?
I want to look at those burros in the corral, Pancho.
Yes. Those burros not look so good, Cisco.
No, they do not. They're thin and dusty and travel-worn. Look, they have sores from carrying heavy weights, Pancho.
Cisco, that is Torito, no?
You mean the burro that used to belong to Senor Cottonwood?
Sí, Pancho knew the markings of that burro. This is Torito, all that is Torito.
I believe you are right, Chico. That burro did belong to Senor Cottonwood.
Pancho no now, Cisco. Pancho no.
You know what, Pancho?
These hombres, they want a Torito. And Senor Cottonwood not give them a Torito. So they kill Senor Cottonwood, no?
Well, murders have been committed for less than that, Pancho. That could be the case. Still, come, let us go look in the barn.
Pancho think why these hombres kill Senor Cottonwood to get Estrelita, that why.
But from the looks of Estrelita, Pancho, she has been treated badly for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And Senor Cottonwood was only murdered an hour or so ago. Now, let us see what is in here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, muzzles for those burros.
Burros not bite like dogs, Cisco. Burros not need muzzles.
The only reason for muzzles that I can think of, Pancho, would be to keep them from eating and drinking.
Uh-huh.
It is very strange.
Very strange.
We're getting closer to our answer here, but we are not close enough. We still must talk with someone who knows these hombres.
Who'd that be, Cisco?
Probably the sheriff.
But we talk to the sheriff?
Si.
But he tried to arrest us for the jail.
Si, he will try to do that. But there is a big difference between trying and accomplishing what he tries. Let us go, Pancho.
Hey, Sheriff! You in your office?
Yeah, come in.
All right.
Be mighty careful what you say, Mose.
I know what I'm doing. Seen any more sign of that Cisco kid, boys?
Nope. That's what we come to talk to you about, Sheriff. We've been thinking Cisco's the hombre that's been running all that smuggled merchandise through here.
Well, you know, I've been kind of thinking that myself, boys. I've been figuring on getting a posse out after him and that fat one.
You got plenty of reason to. Old Cottonwood was our friend, Sheriff. We feel mighty bad about his getting killed off that way. Now, supposing me and Moe was to go out after Cisco and shoot him down, would we be liable to the law?
Well, you'd have to be tried by a jury, Jack.
But that Cisco's a mighty dangerous hombre, Sheriff. Jack and me figured it'd be a public service to get rid of him.
Well, I ain't got any doubt of that. Tell you what I can do, boys. I can deputize you and give you a special assignment to trail Cisco.
Why not?
Sounds good to me. You deputize us, Sheriff, and we'll have Cisco's body in here within 24 hours.
Oh, diablo, ho,
ho. Loco, ho, loco, ho. Why we stop our horses out behind his jail, Cisco?
Because we're going around to the office of the sheriff, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Now follow me, amigo. And quietly.
Si, si. Cisco draws a gun.
Si. I do not plan to use it unless I have to, Pancho, but I'm taking no chances. You wait here a moment.
I wait.
You must be sure there is no one in the sheriff's office.
Pancho not here, no one, Cisco.
I'll wait here and keep watch.
Si, Pancho keep watch.
I'm going into the office, Pancho.
Well, I'll be doggone. Walking right plumb into being arrested, are you, Cisco?
No, Sheriff, I am not. I'm holding this gun on you just so I will not be arrested.
Well, what's the meaning of this, Cisco?
I'm going to ask you some questions, Sheriff, to prove that Pancho and I had nothing to do with the murder of Senor Cottonwood. Who owns a buckboard and a team of blacks in this town?
Why, John Ridland does, but what...
What is his business?
He runs a store here. John's sort of a shifty critter, but I guess he's all right.
Who are those hombres who accused us of murder?
Jack Harner and Mose Mill.
What is their business?
Well, they don't do much of anything. A little prospecting now and then, maybe.
Why do they have those burros?
Look here, Cisco, I'm getting sick of these questions.
Answer me, Sheriff.
Well, I suppose they have them because they like them.
How many burros have they got?
Four, I guess. Seems to me they once told me they had... Hey, I don't know as I ever saw but three around their place.
That is an interesting point, Sheriff. Where is the fourth one?
Well, how do I know?
We will find out shortly. Just two more questions, Sheriff. How long have those hombres been living in that ranchito?
Oh, they bought it from old Cottonwood about 2 or 3 months ago.
And how long has that contraband been coming through?
Just about 2 months. What are you asking all these questions?
I told
for?
You why, Sheriff. I think I have the solution to the murder of Senor Cottonwood. Also to all the smuggling around here. You are coming with us.
Not by a jugful, I ain't.
I am sorry, Senor Sheriff, but these guns means business. Pancho and I are going to ride south into the desert, and you are coming with us.
That rifle's working all right, ain't it, Jack?
Slick as a whistle. Didn't know whether it would or not. I ain't used it for so long.
Yeah, I wish we could start out after Cisco now.
We can't. We gotta wait for that fourth burro to come in. About time she was getting here. We gotta get that stuff she'll be carrying stored away for Redland's next trip to Dobie City.
Well, one of us has got to get a couple of these burros back across the border for the next shipment.
Yeah, but right now the important thing is to get Cisco.
Hey, look. Look out on the desert, Jack.
Huh?
Dust. I guess that's a burro.
A lot of dust for one burro to make. Let me see that old telescope.
Yeah.
If I can get the dead blessed thing fixed and sighted right. There she is. Hey, that's Cisco and his partner and the sheriff, Mose.
Hey, what are they doing out there?
Seem to be looking for tracks. Here, load up this rifle, Mose. We're riding out there pronto.
Yeah, but the sheriff...
Looks like we got to get the sheriff too, Mose. Because if they should find that burro and tracker back into here, we'd be finished. Let's go.
Those are burro tracks, Sheriff.
Well, what of it?
Do not be impatient. I cannot explain everything at once. Now, look here. Hold up.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Now, look. Here is a place a burro would stop to graze. This burro did stop here, but was unable to graze. You see how this grass is nuzzled down flat?
What do you mean by saying the burro was unable to graze?
The burro was muzzled, Sheriff.
See, Pancho explained, Sheriff. The burro was muzzled, so could only nuzzle. Muzzle made him nuzzle, no?
All talk sense.
That does make sense, Sheriff. And look there to the south.
Pancho, see the burro come this way, no?
See, I did not expect this good fortune, but we will make the most of it. Right ahead of us to that burro, Sheriff.
If this ain't confounded nonsense...
Right ahead of us.
Get
out. I'm the other
guy. Right ahead, Logan. Go on now, go on.
That burro is carrying a heavy load. And she is muscle, Sheriff. Hold there, hold.
Oh, loco, hold.
Sheriff, if you will stop that burro and examine the pack she is carrying, I believe you will find some of the smuggled goods.
Huh? I'll do that, Cisco. Let's see. By thunder, you're right, Cisco. Silk and jewels.
Hey, I think you will also find that that burro will go straight to the corral of the hombres, Harner and Mills.
Santo!
Cisco! Ride this, come, they shoot at us!
Down off your horse, Pancho!
Cisco!
Sheriff, Pancho, run to the ground.
Madre mía, that bull give Pancho a clean shave, no?
It's Harner and Mills. They're out to get us, Cisco.
They're a fast-moving target. But if I can hit that rifle stock...
Bueno, Cisco! Split the rifle stock all to pieces!
Bring him down, Moose!
Here! Right there, horse, I will take the other one.
Pancho, help the sheriff!
Here they come! Now! I will take you, hombre!
Pancho, the sheriff got these hombres, Cisco!
You interfering maverick, Cisco! I'll beat your brains out!
Not unless you can fight better than you can shoot!
No.
And I do not think you can!
No!
Just one more punch should do for you!
Bueno, Cisco. These hombres not got no wind.
Have you got an extra set of handcuffs with you, Sheriff?
Yeah, I have, Cisco. Here. You get them onto that coyote Harner. I'll put this other pair on Mills. Try to kill us, would you?
I got nothing to say, Sheriff.
Me neither.
You bet you ain't. You've been doing all this smuggling, huh?
You can't prove it.
The Sheriff can prove it very easily, hombre, by following that burro to your corral. And by asking the Redland hombre a few questions. All you have to do, Sheriff, is to tell Ridlin that these hombres have told you the whole story and implicated him, and he will tell you all you want to know.
What about the murder, Cisco? Senor Cottonwood?
Yeah, what about it?
Very simple. One of these hombres killed him and is guilty. The other did not and is innocent. This one here killed him, I think, Sheriff.
That's a lie. Mo's got him.
Shut up, Jack.
It's very easy to trick hombres like you. You think you are smart, but always the law is smarter.
Thank you.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, do you remember Pancho's Uncle Jose?
Si, amigo. I remember your Uncle Jose very well, si.
And Pancho's Uncle Jose now got a big herd of cows.
Big herd of cows?
Si.
Is that so?
Oh, si. And my Uncle Jose sells lots and lots of cream now, Cisco.
He sells lots and lots of cream?
Oh, lots and lots of cream.
But does he not also sell lots and lots of milk?
Oh, no, Uncle Jose, not bother with the milk, Cisco.
No?
Just the cream.
Well, that is very strange, Pancho.
That's what the cows think, too, Cisco.
Yeah?
Before Pancho's Uncle Jose milked the cows, he turned them upside down.
Wait a minute. He turns the cows upside down.
That's what they say. He turned them upside down.
Oh, that is hard to understand. Why does he turn them upside down, Pancho?
So all the cream come to the top.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.